Back in his apartment, Theron couldn't stop pacing. The conversation with Jace, with your father, had affected him more than he wanted to admit. Logically, everything he'd said to Jace was true. Nagani Joe had raised him, and the only real connection he had shared with the Supreme Commander was some shared DNA. Emotionally, however, he couldn't simply brush the revelation off. It rekindled long-forgotten feelings of anger and betrayal toward his mother, feelings he thought he'd come to terms with long ago. But when it came to Jace, he wasn't sure what he felt. He wasn't angry. It wasn't fair to blame the Supreme Commander for what Satil had done. He wasn't feeling happy or excited or relieved. He'd never felt the need to know his biological father before. So it wasn't like some great void in his life had suddenly been filled. Yet even though he couldn't describe it, he was feeling something. You're not gonna figure this out in one night. Theron stopped pacing and shook his head, trying to regain his focus. Operation Endgame had to be his top priority. He couldn't afford to be distracted by this unexpected family drama. He had to put all thoughts of his parents aside and concentrate on the mission. He took a few deep breaths to regain his composure, a simple trick he'd learned from Nagani Joe. You're real, father. Ignoring the voice inside his head, he made his way over to the holo terminal in the center of the room. He'd set up his apartment so that all incoming holocalls were automatically tracked and traced. He pulled up the data from his last call, Tefith, and sent off a hailing signal, not bothering to hide the identity tag on the transmission. If she's dead set on not talking to me, she'll just ignore the call. The holo beeped several times before Tefith finally answered.
Told you to leave us alone,
she snarled as her image materialized before him.
You didn't have to pick up.
Beeping holo's annoying. What you want?
I need a favor.
Theron half expected her to cut the call short right there. Instead, she gave an exasperated sigh.
Knew you were following us for a reason.
It's a small favor, Theron assured her. Just need you to make one call.
To who?
She asked, her eyes narrowing suspiciously. Theron took it as a good sign that she hadn't said no.
I have some business on Zyost. I need a contact there who can hold on to an important package for a few days until I come to pick it up. Might also need him to get me a few things. Blueprints, information, maybe some explosives. You know anyone like that?
Thought you said you weren't following us on Zyost.
Theron held up his hands defensively.
Never set foot on that planet in my life. I only know you were there because you mentioned it on our last call.
Tefith's headtails twitched as she debated whether to believe him or not.
What this about?
Can't say. Top secret. But it won't cause any problems for you or the old Tian Brotherhood.
Cause problems for the Empire?
Theron shrugged.
Does that really matter to you?
Got a contact who works with the ZLF. Maybe could do it.
Theron had read several reports focusing on the Zyost Liberation Front, a radical separatist group that had vowed to free their homeworld from Imperial control. Relying primarily on violent guerrilla attacks, they targeted both military and civilian targets, making them technically a terrorist organization. The ZLF was too extreme for the Republic to officially support them, but for this mission, they were exactly what he needed.
And you won't have to worry about any of them being sympathetic to the Empire. That should work, Theron said. Can you set up a meeting?
Never said we'd help you yet. Got to work out the terms.
200 credits.
1,000.
I'm not giving you 1,000 credits just to set up a meeting,
Theron said with a laugh.
300. Take it or leave it.
Tefith chewed her lip for a minute as she considered the offer.
400 in advance, and this makes us even for Nash Adar.
Before Theron could agree, she quickly added,
We set this up, and you leave us alone from now on. We see you following us again. We kill you.
Figured that would be part of the deal. 400 credits in advance, and you'll never see me again.
Satisfied, Tefith said,
Okay, we set it up.